Greetings, fellow chocoholics, and welcome to Chocolate Habit, your weekly review of ethical chocolates from around the world. I'm your host and curator, Max Gandy, founder of DameCacao.com. Let's dive right into this week's habit. Today we're tasting the Arete or Arete Fine Chocolate Brasil Fazenda Camboa Bar. That's Portuguese. I don't speak Portuguese, but I think that's how it's pronounced. It's a 70% bar. It has added cocoa butter, but the cocoa butter is pressed from the same beans used to make the actual bar. It's 2.3 gram bar, 65 grams. It's a pretty hefty bar, but that's definitely not what strikes you first. The the symbol of the company sort of is a woman in a beautiful skirt reaching up like those Italian statues, like the angel touching the other angel's finger, and they're reaching up for a star. It's really cute. The name of the company actually is multiple. There's excellence, virtue, life is a journey, striving to reach one's full potential, reaching for the stars. It's really cute. It's like fruition having multiple meanings. But the Fazenda Camboa is one of the few plantations in Brazil that's selling fine quality cacao, fine flavor, high quality cacao. So let's open this up. This origin from Arete is like a green color, but with this old school 70s. It reminds me a bit of like a motel in the 70s, like floral pattern around the side. It's really quite lovely. It opens up like a book style, and inside is a plastic package with the bar. The mold itself is actually quite plain. It's a dark brown color with the name of the company just poking up from it. Protruding is the word I'm looking for. Protruding from it, but otherwise it's a quite plain mold. So opening up the packaging took a little bit of work. The outside is quite easy, but the inside has, it's just plastic. It's very hard to open up. But the aroma is like straight hazelnuts. There's a little bit of like cocoa underneath, but yeah, I mean, it's a very nutty but pretty straightforward cocoa-y chocolate. It's not that uncommon for Brazilian cacao, because most of the cacao grown in Brazil is Forastero, because it's one of the places that Forastero cacao is actually native to, is Brazil. So breaking off a bit of the bar, it's got nice even temper. I mean, putting a piece in your mouth initially, it's immediately pretty nutty. It's a very solid flavor. It's not jumping all over the place. But it melts pretty immediately. It's maybe 70 degrees Celsius, like 20 degrees Celsius. 70 degrees Fahrenheit. It continues to be a very solid base chocolate. It's good. The bar has beautiful texture and melt. There's really no tannin, no bitterness. But I would love to see this chocolate or taste this chocolate used as a base for carrying some other very interesting flavor. Like maybe even as a covering for bonbons. Because as nutty as it is, it's not really an in-your-face nuttiness. It's very much a complimentary one with a little bit of jamminess, actually, now that it's finished. And again, it's good, but on its own, it's just sort of plain. And I would love to try it as they have a gianduja bar, which is like hazelnuts, hazelnut paste that originates from Italy. And I'm not sure what origin they use for that bar, but this would be a wonderful origin that would complement the flavor of those naturally. If you like this week's episode, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review for us on whatever platform you choose to download your podcasts on. I hope you have a wonderful week. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.